Today's daf is Shavuos, daf Chaf Aleph. We left off on, we actually got to Chaf Aleph at the very top, but a couple of points that need to be made because we sort of rushed through at the end. In the context of what we're doing over here, we're trying to explain the Gemara had a statement that said that Shav v'Sheker Echad Hein, that Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker are one and the same. Yesterday, again, as we said, we started learning about actual Shavuos, the third parak of Masech Shavuos, when we start actually talking about Shavuos, and we started contrasting and comparing Shavuos Sheker to Shavuos Shav. So we have this statement that Shavuos Sheker and Shavuos Shav are in some way one and the same. So the Gemara so far had two possibilities of what that meant. We're going to have a third possibility today. The two possibilities we had so far were that just like Shav is about Lisha Avar, it's about something that happened in the past, so too Sheker is about Lisha Avar. How do I know Shav is Lisha Avar? Because Shav is saying something that's obviously incorrect. That's, as we said, that if you say that something... you say that this table is made out of gold, anyone can look at it and see that it's not made out of gold. So that's not considered a Shavuos Sheker, that's considered a Shavuos Shav. But it's about what is, it's about what's already here. So too, Sheker might also be about Lisha Avar. Sheker might not only be about saying that I'm going to do something and then not doing it, but that I did something that realistically someone could have thought that I actually did, and as it turns out, I lied and I didn't do it. That would also be Sheker. Then the Gemara rejected that. The Gemara said, no, who says that that's the case? Who says Sheker is really about Lisha Avar? Maybe only Shav is about Lisha Avar. So then the second approach the Gemara had as to what it means that they are Echad, that Shav and Sheker are Echad, is that maybe it means that B'dibur Echad Namru, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, when he said that Los Yishavu Bishmi LaSheker, he also said at the same time Los Yishavu Bishmi LaShav, that the words of LaSheker and the word LaShav came out of both sides of his mouth at the same time, that it was B'dibur Echad Nemra. So where do we have such a thing, B'dibur Echad Nemra? So the Gemara says we have such a similar thing when it comes to the mitzvah of Shabbos. Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Shomer Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, the discrepancy between the two versions of the Aseres HaDibros. And the Gemara darshins that why does it say Zachar in one and Shomer in the other? Because Masheina Pe Yachal Dabar Masheina Ozen Yachal Shmoa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it both, B'dibur Echad, he said both Shamar and Zachar at the same time. But the Gemara said, wait a second, by Shamar and Zachar, there's a halacha that we learn from the fact that it was B'dibur Echad Namru. The halacha is that anyone who's chayiv in Shamar, anyone who's chayiv in the Los Haseis of Shabbos, in the Isra Du Malacha on Shabbos, is also chayiv in the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos, in what you must do on Shabbos, namely Kiddush, Havdalah, perhaps, according to the Rambam, but the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos is, so therefore, women who are not allowed to do melacha are also chayavos in kiddush midah oraisa. But by shav and sheker, what's the limud of having them both b'dibur echad? What's the chiddush lahalacha of having them both b'dibur echad? So the Gemara wanted to say, the maskana of the Gemara wanted to say, just like you get malchus on a shavuos sheker, so too you get malchus on a shavuos shav. That's the limud of having the two of them together. So just on the Kiddush point, this is a very important maramakam over here. Tosos over here on the idea of Kiddush says what you see from this Gemara is that Kiddush is Daraisa. The mitzvah of Kiddush is definitely not Midrabanan. The Gemara says that the halacha derived from the fact that they are B'dibur Echad Namru is that women are Chayavos in Kiddush. So you see clearly that this is a Din Daraisa. Right? Tosos says, V'chein Mashu Behedi Parag Mishamesu, and the Gemara in Brachos Tav Chafan Beis, which has the same discussion about Zachar v'Shamar b'dibur echad, it's coincidental. Both Brachos Daf Chaf and Shavuos Daf Chaf, it comes up in Daf Chaf, in both Masechtos, both discuss the same idea of Shamar and Zachar being b'dibur echad. But Frak tells us, wait a second. V'teima d'bereish Masechas Nazir Amar miyayin v'sheicher yazir leso yei mitzvah kiyena rishos, that a person when he becomes a Nazir is not only in yayin, is not only usher to drink yayin harishos, yayin that he that is just stam voluntary drinking, but he's also asur b'yein mitzvah. He's not even allowed to drink yayin of mitzvah. And the Gemara asks, "My ninhu, what is the yayin mitzvah that we're talking about?" Kiddusha v'avdalta mushpa v'yomin mehar sinaihu, that kiddush and avdala, you're ready. What do you think? You're mushpa v'yomin mehar sinai, meaning do you think that it's a problem? You need a pasuk to tell me that a nazi is not allowed to drink yayin of kiddush and avdala. There's no mitzvah da'oraisa of drinking yayin of kiddush and avdala in the first place. You wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that a nazi is not allowed to drink it because there's nothing in the Torah that tells me that a regular person has to drink it. So Tosfos tells us, what do you see from that Gemara? That Kiddush is not the Oraisa. So Tosfos over here points out that what you have to say is that there's a difference between Kiddush and Kiddush al Yayin. Tosfos in the second wide line, in the second medium-sized line, V'yeshlomar de Kiddush vada midoraisa. Avalal hayayin enu elemi drabanan. Kiddush is the Oraisa. But using wine for Kiddush, using a cup of anything for Kiddush, as opposed to just being Mekadesh B'dvarim with words alone, that's only Midrabanan. V'adam barve p'sachim, zachreyu al-yayin asmachta bi'almihi. And when the Gemara p'sachim says, zachreyu al-yayin, you're supposed to recall Shabbos on wine, over a cup of wine, that's only an asmachta, that's not the dinda oraisa. Inami afilu hudrasha gemura hadim mevarek sark shiyutam hainu midrabanan. Ortos says, another possibility, it could be that Kiddush even ala kos is d'oraisa, but the idea that you actually have to drink from that kos, that might only be d'rabanan. To have a kos in front of you just to show chashivos, that might be d'oraisa, but to actually drink from it, that's what the Gemara Nazir says, there's no mitzvah mid'oraisa to actually drink from it. Zachreyu al hayayin might be d'oraisa, but actually drinking from it might be d'rabanan. So this is what we discussed many times. Rabbi Kivega writes in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos says that what's the mitzvah of Kiddush? To be mazkir divrei shevach, the Kiddush of Shabbos. To say words of praise and Kiddush of Shabbos. That's Kiddush. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush mid'oraisa. Rabbi Kivega writes, for example, if you say Shabbat Tava, that's a kiyum d'oraisa of the mitzvah of Kiddush, to say good Shabbos, because you're saying Shabbos is special, because you don't say to someone on Monday, good Tuesday, good Wednesday, you just say, have a good day. When you say good Shabbos, you're showing that Shabbos is a special day. So once you're masked, you're divrei shevach on Shabbos, you're already yotzei Kiddush. That's the famous kasha, the Nodav Yehuda, in the Daglam Ravava, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. The Nodav Yehuda asks the kasha, that if that's in fact the case, then every single time that we daven on Friday night, we're actually yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, because in the tefillah, we mentioned Divrei Shevach and Kiddush of Shabbos. So Nadav Yehuda asked the Kasha, women typically don't daven Maariv on Friday night. So we daven in Shul on Friday night, the men daven in Shul on Friday night, and we're Yotzei Kiddush Midaraisa. When we come home, what do we have left? Only a mitzvah midrabanan of Kiddush alakos to still fulfill. Women are still Chayavos Midaraisa. How are we, who are already Yotzei the mitzvah daraisa, able to be motzi women who were not yotzei yet midaraisa? So you'll say, well, what are you talking about? We're always able to be motzi people. Even if I read the Megillah already earlier in the day, I can still read it again for someone who hasn't been yotzei. That's the concept of Arvus Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, that as long as someone else hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah, I could still be motzi them. So that the Daglam Ravava says no, but there's a rush in Maseches Brachos that says that nashim are not bichlal arvus. That nashim are not included in that concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. So if nashim are not bechlal arvus, I can't be motzi a woman when I've already been, if I haven't yet been yotzi the mitzvah, so then it's not about arvus. Then I could be, then it's just shomei ka'on, I could be motzi the woman. But if it's, I've already been yotzei, how can I be motzi a woman? So that, as the Daglam Ravava says, heich matzini yadeinu v'ragleinu, how could we can't even find our hands and feet on this? Meaning this is, we're totally lost over here. If we can't be motzi our wives in Kiddush when we get home, what's going on? All of Klal Yisrael does that. So there are several answers. Minchas Chinuch has a whole list of different answers as to how to approach that kasha. The truth is, if you take a close look at that rush in Maseches Brachos, you'll find that the rush doesn't really quite say that women are not included in Arvus. What the Rush more likely means to say is that women are not included in Arvus for mitzvos that they're not chayavos in. Like Birchas HaMazon, they may not be chayavos in Midoraisa, so they're not included in Arvus for Birchas HaMazon. But for mitzvos that they are chayavos in, such as Kiddush, then they would be included in Arvus. And that's the simple answer to the question. There are much more complicated answers to the question, but the simple and probably most correct answer to the question is that lo hayav lo nivra, the Rush never really said such a thing, that women are not included in Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. So now we're holding on the Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the top line. So again, we've had two approaches so far as to what it means, Shav and Sheker, that Shav and Sheker are Echad Hein, that Shav and Sheker are one and the same. So now we're going to have the third and final approach. That maybe the idea of saying that they are echad is that just like a person brings a carbon for a shua sheker, so too he brings a carbon for Shvua Shav. I'm sorry, just one more point. One more point. When the Gemara then concluded in regards to this idea that they were B'dibur Echad Namru, the Gemara said, so what's the halachic nafkamina of saying that Shav and Sheker are B'dibur Echad? That you get Malkus on a Shvua Shav just like you get Malkus on a Shvua Sheker. So the Gemara said, well, why would I think you don't get Malkus on a Shvua Shav? It's a los asay in the Torah. Of course you get Malkus on a Shvua Shav. So the Gemara said, no, I might have thought that lo yinake klal, that when the Torah says that lo yinake, it means that there's nothing that's going to be able to cleanse you of the sin, even Malkus. That Malkus isn't going to be enough for you to get you off the hook. Kamash Milan, that since the Torah says, when it says lo yinake, it says lo yinake Hashem, so it tells you that Hashem is lo yinake, but down here in Beis Shalmato, we can do something to you that's going to get you off the hook, namely give you Malkus. So it's a drasha from a pasuk that you get Malkus for Shua Shav. Frektosvos, once you have this drasha of lo yinaka Hashem, but Beis and Shalmata can be menaka you, and that's how we know you get Malkus for Shua Shav. So what do I learn from the fact that Shav and Sheker are B'dibur Echad Amru? Once I'm going to say that I have another pasuk that teaches me I get Malkus for Shua Shav, then I don't need Shav and Sheker being B'dibur Echad to teach me that I get Malkus for Shua Shav. So Tal says, yeah, you're right. The Gemara must be going back and changing its mind now and saying that Shav and Sheker are not B'dibur Echad. And that's why the Gemara is going to come up with a third approach as to what it means that Shav and Sheker are Echad, if it doesn't mean B'dibur Echad, because the Gemara has rejected the idea that Shav and Sheker were actually said B'dibur Echad. That's how Tosfos understands. Maariz Chiyus just points out over here that there are several things that we assume were B'dibur Echad Nemru. He quotes Yushalmi in the third parak of Nedarim, lists off all the things that we assume are B'dibur Echad. And the Yushalmi says, Shav and Sheker are B'dibur Echad. Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad. Mechalleha mos yumas, and ubiyom ha-shabbos shnei kvasim. The idea of being mechal Shabbos, being chayv misa, versus the pasuk that you're chayv to bring karbanos on Shabbos, that's also b'dibur echad namru. Ervas eishas achicha lo segaleh, v'yavama yavo aleha. The isra of sleeping with your brother's wife, and the mitzvah of Yibum, were B'dibur Echad. Lotis of Nachla, Bas Yereshes Nachla. The Isser of taking the Nachla out of your Shevet, of removing your ancestral family piece of land out of your Shevet, and the mitzvah of being Morish to your daughters when you don't have any sons. That's also B'dibur Echad Emru. Lo Silba Shatnis, the Isser to wear Shatnis, Ugdilim Tasalacha, and the mitzvah to wear Tzitzis, are also B'dibur Echad Emru. All of those things are B'dibur Echad. So Maariz Chayis points out that the Maram Alshiker in the Tshuva in Simun Chav Beis quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Haigon and Rabbeinu Shriragon that the pshat over here is, if you'll notice the common theme about all these things that are B'dibur Echad, is that they all contradict each other. They're all things that don't work with each other. The Asay is Omeid Kineged the Los Asay. And generally we know Los Asays are more chamer than Mitzvah Asay. So why is it that the Asay is Docha the Los Asay in all these cases? We assume that you do Yibum. We assume that you bring the Karbanos on Shabbos. It's Eishes Achicha. It's Chil Shabbos. We assume you do all those things. It must be that it was B'dibur Echad Emru, meaning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that Los Asay, at the same time he was saying, except for, don't be Mechal Shabbos, except for when I tell you that you need to bring that Karban. It was B'dibur Echad. That's the idea of B'dibur Echad. And he says that's also the Hisnagdus of Zachar V'Shamar is also, even though we view them as complementary, because we think Shamar relates to all the Los Asays of Shabbos and Zachar relates to just Kiddush, he says, no, that's also somewhat contradictory. Because Shamar means, also, we darshan from Shamar, is that you Mechal Shabbos Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Asarbe. If someone's life is in jeopardy, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save him so that he could be Shomer many Shabbosos. So it's Shomer is telling me to be Mechal Shabbos, Zachar is telling me to keep Shabbos. That's also a contradiction. The idea that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutter Legabe Shabbos, that we allow Pikuach Nefesh, we allow Chil Shabbos for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. However, Shav v'Sheker, there's no Hisnagdus. There's nothing contradictory about Shav and Sheker. So says Maariz Chiyus, based on this, we understand why the Gemara is chozer on the idea that Shav and Sheker, B'dibur Echad Nemru. It's not chozer on any of the others. It's chozer because this one doesn't really fit on the list. It doesn't fit with the rest. There's no Hisnagdus to begin with. There's no contradiction in saying Shav and Sheker, B'dibur Echad. That's why the Gemara is chozer from the idea that they're B'dibur Echad Nemru.
The next one is a third answer.
Well, no, because what does it mean? Shavashekar Echad Hein. Meaning Shavashekar B'dibur Echad was one of the ways of explaining Shavashekar Echad Hein. Now we need a third way to explain the Brisa that said Shav and Sheker are Echad Hein. So now says the Gemara. Now we're starting today's daf. Chaval v'mrav at the top. V'ibay yisem k'shem sh'mevi carbon al Sheker, kach mevi carbon al Shav. Just like you bring carbon for a Shavu Sheker, so do you bring carbon on a Shavu Shav. V'rabi Yakivi, he demachayiv l'shav or k'laba. And this is zooming like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva later on in the Mishnah and daf. Chaf Hei, where Rabbi Akiva is going to say, I think it's on Daf Chaf Hei, yeah, where Rabbi Akiva is going to say that a person is chayiv l'sha'avra kila haba, that he's chayiv on a shavua about the past, the same way shavua sheker about the past, shavua shav about the past, just like he is about the future. Meisve, safrakli gemara, ezo hi shavua shav, but we have a brisa that says, what is the definition of a shavua shav? Nishba l'shanu sasiyadu ala adam, if a person swears to be mishana that which is known to man, meaning you say that this table is made out of gold, everyone knows that it's not made out of gold, that's a shavua shav, something that's obviously incorrect. As we explained yesterday, that when if I were to tell somebody that I was the first man to walk on the moon, they wouldn't say I'm a liar, they would say I'm nuts, I'm a joker, I'm saying stupidity. No one would say I'm a liar, because I know that no one's going to take me seriously if I say I'm the first. Everyone knows that I wasn't the first man to walk on the moon. Something that's obviously false is not sheker. If it's obviously, because I'm not fooling anybody, it's just shav, it's just stupidity, right? It's nothingness. So shvur shav is to be mishana se yadua la adam. Shvur sheker nishba la hachlif. A shvur sheker is where I take a shvur to be mishana the emes, meaning I say that I ate and the truth is I didn't eat. But it sounds like shvur sheker is about the past, not about the future. So says Gemara, no, ema nishba umachlif. Don't say nishba lahachlif about something that was, that I'm lying about something that was. Rather, nishba umachlif. I'm swearing to do something and I won't do it, or swearing not to do and then I do it. Right? If you look at Rashi, ema nishba umachlif, nishba lasos v'acharkach hechlif es devaro v'lo asa. O shalo lasos v'asa. It's about the future. Ki asa ravan am rabbi yimini am rabbi vo am rabbi yochanan. Achalti v'lo achalti sheker. If you say I have eaten and you didn't eat, or you say you didn't eat and you did eat, so that about the past, that's shvur sheker. V'ashara say, and the ashara of that for that iser in the Torah is milosishmu b'shmi l'sheker. Ochel v'lo ochel over b'lo yachal dvaro. If it's about the future, I say I will eat and then I don't eat, or I say I will not eat and then I do eat, that's a violation of lo yachal dvaro. Ve'ezu yishvur shav. What is the definition of shvur shav? Nishba l'shanu sasiyadu ala adam. When I swear to change that which is known to people, meaning I take something that's I say something that's obviously incorrect, that's obviously false. Amr of Papa had Rabbi Avahu. This statement of Rabbi Avahu, where he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that achalti v'lo achalti is sheker. That when you say something about the past that I did eat and then I didn't, and in fact you didn't, that's a shvur sheker. Rabbi Avahu never really said that explicitly. Rabbi Avahu, even though we recorded that in the name of Rabbi Avahu, it was Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Avahu. They were saying it in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said it in the name of Rabbi Avahu. Rabbi Yirmiyah never heard Rabbi Avahu say those exact words, that sheker relates to the past. In fact, Rabbi Yirmiyah heard Rabbi Avahu say something else, and he deduced from what Rabbi Avahu said that sheker relates to the past. Lav beferish itmar, ela mechala itmar. He never heard Rabbi Avahu say it explicitly. He only was able to derive it from that which Rabbi Avahu said. Now, it's going to take us a while till we get there, till we get to the statement that Rabbi Avahu made that demonstrates that sheker is about the past. But in the context of bringing that up, we're going to mention a whole bunch of other things. So it's going to take us 10, 15 lines till we get there. Damar avidi barav, namar avamar, namar av yitzchak, namar av yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda amar mishum Rabbi Yossi aglili. Kalos haseh shabatara lav sheish b'maisa lokan alav, v'shein b'maisa in lokan alav. Whenever you have a los haseh in the Torah, we always have to, if we want to figure out if you're going to get Malkus, we always have to look at certain criteria. One of the main criteria is it a lav sheish b'maisa or a lav she'in b'maisa? How is this lav violated? If it's violated by doing action, yesh b'maisa, then you get Malkus. If it's violated by inaction, you don't get Malkus. Chutz, with three exceptions. Minishba, when it comes to Shavua, you can get Malkus even through inaction, meaning we're assuming the words of the Shavua are enough to get you Malkus, even though the words are not an action, it's just words. Umeimar, when you do tamura, there's a whole masechta about doing tamura. You're not allowed to take an animal that's already kadosh and exchange it for another animal. Umekalel chaver b'shem, and to curse your friend using the shem Hashem. Rashi says using the shem Hamafurash. Discussion in the Achronim why Rashi Dafka limits it to that, to the shem Hamafurash. But whatever it is, these are the three examples where you're not doing a maisa, yet you are going to get malchus. Fractosos, wait a second. Tema v'harab Yochanan isli basochras apolim gabi chasma b'kolvin higa b'kol akimas piv avimaisa. Rabbi Yochanan himself is the guy who holds in Maseches Bava Metzia that words are a maisa. When you muzzle an animal with your mouth, how do you muzzle an animal with your mouth? You didn't tie a muzzle on it. Every time it's about to eat, you start screaming to scare it, to get it away from eating anything. So you're muzzling the animal, but you're using your speech as a way of muzzling the animal. And yet we say akimas piv Havi Maisa, that is called a Maisa. Now we're saying that speech is not a Maisa. The Yeshlomar says a fundamental chiluk that he says in many places in Shas. Deshaini Hasam, Dibidibor Osa Maisa, Shabahema Nimna Asmilechal, Vavi Kamomemer, Damle Rabbi Yochanan Tana, Lotisi Memer, Dibidibor Kavan Maisa Bresh Tumura. He says there's a difference between Dibor that's just for Dibor's sake and Dibor that leads to a Maisa. So even though I'm not doing the Maisa, but if through my Dibor a Maisa is happening, that Dibor is going to be considered a Maisa. But when the Dibor just stops at that, it's just a Dibor, I swear about something, and that's it, I swore, and that's the whole thing. So then it didn't lead to any Maisa. It didn't directly cause any Maisa. So that's going to be called Einbo Maisa. Such Dibor is going to be called Einbo Maisa. Frek Tosos further in the next Tosos, Vim Tomar V'lachshav Nami Yedim Zom Motzi Shemra. Are these really the only speech-related losases that you get malchus for? What about Edim Zomin? What about Motzi Shemra? You get malchus for those, and those are speech-related losases. Those are all done based on Dibur. So he says, V'alfakav Edim Zomin Karin Rachman Amaisa Breish Babakamu Motzi Shemra Nami Kam Rabbi Yudu Gufei B'Ksubus Perek Nara Deinu Chai V'atshi Yiskar Edim Mikol Mokum Chashivi Ein Behen Maisa Tav Perek Amu Demakos Yalv Min Rabbi Yudu B'Yalmu D'Lav Shemra Maisa Lokan Alav. Even though there's reasons to argue that each of these might be called the Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, Edim Zomin and Motzi Shemra, but at the end of the day, the Gemara calls them Lav Sheyin B'Maisa. And we know you get Malkus on them. So when our Gemara is going to say that the only examples of Lav Sheyin B'Maisa that you get Malkus on are these three, why does it leave off the list Edim Zomin Motzi Shemra? The Gemara's conclusion is that those two are Lav Sheyin B'Maisa, and we know you get Malkus on them. So says Tosa several answers, a couple of answers. First, Yishlomer, Kivin Dechsivu Malkus Bad Yelo Chashlem Sninu. You don't have to say that which is explicit in the Torah. Meaning we know the Torah says you get malchus for those things. So you don't have to tell me that those are exceptions to the rule. Those are obvious exceptions. What the Gemara is trying to share with us are the less obvious exceptions. The places where the Torah didn't already tell me, and the Gemara is telling me, by the way, these are Lav Shein Mamais and you get malchus on. Or, says Tosos, Inami Ein Lemeidin Ma'akalus, Afil Makam Shnei Ben Chutz. The Gemara never means to present the exhaustive list. Whenever it says that this is the rule, you can't, even when it says chutz, even when it gives exceptions, those exceptions are not always the all of the exceptions. It's an example, a sampling of the exceptions, but there may be more exceptions as well. Okay, so says the Gemara, Nishba Minalan. Where do I know that Nishba you get Malkus for? Amr Biyachim Shum Shum Mechai Amr Kra, Losisa Shem Hashem Elokech Lashav, Kilo Yinake. And what do we dash from there? Bezin Shalmala in Menakenoso, of Bezin Shalmata, Malkenoso, Menakenoso. That Bezin Shalmala doesn't let him get off the hook, but if Bezin Shalmata gives him Malkus, that will get him off the hook. Amle Rav Papa Abaye, so this is what we referenced before. Rav Papa says to Abaye, Dilma Hachikam Rachmana, Lo Yinake Klal. Maybe the Pasuk is telling me, no, even Bezin Shalmata can't get him off the hook. Even Malkus is not going to be enough to exempt him. So, Iksiv, Kilo Yinake Kedekamrit. So he responded, Abaye said back, look, had it just stopped at that, Kilo Yinake, then you would be correct. Hashad Iksiv, Kilo Yinake, Hashem. Hashem Udeinu Menakal Bezin Shalmat Malkanoso Menakanoso. But the extra word Hashem teaches me that it's Dafka Hashem who's not going to be Menakah him. But if Bezin Shalmata does something to him, that will be enough to get him off the hook. Ashkechan Shvashav Shvashekar Minalan. So we see this is true about Shvuah Shav that you get Malkus for. Where do we find you get Malkus for Shvuah Sheker? Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar Lashav Lashav Shtei Pa'amim. It says Lashav twice. So Me'enu Inyan Lashvuah Shav, Tanei Winyan Lashvuah Sheker. This is the concept of Me'enu Inyan. That if we don't need the extra Lashav to teach me anything about Shvuah Shav, so it must be coming to shed light on some other related area of Halacha, namely Shvuah Sheker. V'havi b'Rabbi Avo. Now Rabbi Avo comments on that. Hai Shvuah Sheker Echidami. What's the case of Shvuah Sheker? Ilem Shvuah Shlo Ochel Va'ochal Lav Sheish B'Maisehu. The Shvuah Sheker that we're talking about, if he took a Shvuah that he's not going to eat, and then he does eat, when did he violate the Avera? When he ate. Eating is a Maisa. So that wouldn't be part of the exception over here of a Shvuah that's Ein Bo Maisa and you get Malkus on. That would be Yesh Bo Maisa. That doesn't belong on the list. So, you're going to tell me, no, it's when you take a shvuah about the future, but your shvuah is that you will not eat, that you will eat, and then you choose not to eat in the end. So that's Ein Bo Maisa. Not eating is Ein Bo Maisa. Haimi Loka? But wait a second, you don't get Malkus for that. That can't be the example of a shvuah sheker. That's Ein Bo Maisa, and you get Malkus on, because you don't get Malkus on that one. Granted, it's Ein Bo Maisa, you're not going to get Malkus. Why not? Let's say a person takes a shvuah, I'm going to eat this kikar hayom. I'm going to eat it today. And the day passes by and he doesn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Darmi Tarvayu, Einu Loka. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish both say, no Malkus on such a thing. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Mishum Davalav Shein Bo Maisa, Vakalav Shein Bo Maisa, Ein Lokan Lav. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not going to get Malkus because how would you get Malkus? You didn't do a Maisa. The violation is done by not eating, by not doing a Maisa. Reish Lakish Amra Einu Loka Mishum Dava Asra Safek Vasra Safek Loshma Asra. Reish Lakish says, no, you can't get Malkus because there's never a moment that it's always going to be considered Asra Safek. The definition of Asra Safek is if I give you Asra, you better not do this because if you do it, you're going to get a punishment that even if I violate your Asra, I still might not get that punishment. B'toch de dibur. Even if I violate that asra, b'toch de dibur, I still might not get that punishment. So you're going to come to me at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I had taken a shvuah that I'm going to eat something. And you tell me, you better eat this, because if you don't eat it, then you're going to be in trouble. And I don't eat it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's now 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I still haven't eaten it. Am I definitely going to get Malkus? No, I still have all day. Shkia is not till 8:20. Right? I have all day that I could still eat it. So there's no point where you can come and give me asra and know that if I violate that asra, betoch kedei dibur, then I'm going to be in violation. You would have to time it perfectly, and that's impossible. You'd have to time it right before shkia or whatever, whenever the day turns to night, and that would be impossible. So vamri Rabbi Avo teheba chalti v'lo achalti. So Rabbi Avo says, okay, so what's the example of a shvuah sheker where it's ein bo maisa, and you do get Malkus. It can't be about anything you're going to do in the future, because we just disqualified both of those possibilities. If you took a shvuah that you're going to eat and then you don't eat, you don't get Malkus on that. If you took a shvuah that you're not going to eat and you do eat, then that's Yesh Bo Maisa. The only example must be about something that was in the past. You took a shvuah that you ate and you didn't eat. You took a shvuah that you didn't eat and you ate. So what do you see? Rabbi Avo holds. That's where Rabbi Yirmiyah figured out that Rabbi Avo holds that Shvuah Sheker is about the past also. Shvuah Sheker is not only about what you will do in the future, it's about what you have done in the past. That's what we... It took us a while to get there, but that's what we were saying before, that Had Rabbi Avo, Lav Beferish Itmar El Mechola Itmar. It took us about 20 lines to get there, but that's the derivation.
Only one of those cases in the past, he didn't actually
ate. Not really, because either way... Right now, the violation wasn't in what you did in the past. The violation is right now taking the Shavua, and the Shavua is only words. So that's enough. So says the Gemara, Umayshna. What does it mean, Umayshna? That's a very vague question. So Rashi says, Hach me ocha v'lo ochal habakulu lav she'in bo maisa ninu. Why is Umayshna hach me ocha v'lo ochal? Why is this any different than saying, I will eat and you didn't eat? All of them are lav she'in bo maisa. So Amar Rava beferush rup satora shvur sheker dumi l'shav. Ma shav l'sha'avar av sheker nami l'sha'avar. That we have a ribu in the Torah to compare shvur sheker to shvur shav. Just like shav is definitely by definition about the past, so too sheker is about the past. Esvi Rabbi Yirmi l'Rabbi Avos. Rabbi Yirmi asks on Rabbi Avos, shvur shlo ochal kikar zu. Shvur shlo ochalna. Shvur shlo ochalna. Let's say a person says, I take a shvur that I'm not going to eat this kikar. Shvur, I'm not going to eat it. Shvur, I'm not going to eat it. Three lashonos. last two are the same, but he takes a shvur, he's not going to eat a loaf of bread three times. Va'achla, and then he eats it. So how many violations? Einu chayev ela achas. He's only chayev for one. He's only chayev once. Why? Because we have a rule. Ein shvur, chalal shvur. That if you're ready to have a shvur that's chal on it, a second shvur can't be chal on it. Once you took the shvur rishona, the shvur shnia is a shvur l'kayim es a mitzvah, and a shvur l'kayim es a mitzvah is invalid because the shvur rishona turned it into a mitzvah. Zui shvur's bitoy shechevin al zdona makos al shigas al karbon al v'yared. And this is an example of shvur's bitoy for which you're chayev if you violated b'mezin malkus, and if you violated b'shogeg, you're chayev a karbon olav yored. So zui l'mutimai, what are we coming to exclude when we say this is shvur's bitoy that we're talking about, that you violate, that you get a malkus if you do it b'mezin, and karbon if you do it b'shogeg? Lav l'mutay achalti v'lo achalti v'lalaki? Isn't it coming to tell me that if you take a shvur about the past, I did eat, I didn't eat, that you don't get malchus, that would not fit into this category? So says Gemara, lo, l'mutei achalti v'lo achalti. You're right, it's excluding that case, but not from malchus. We said two halachos. We said b'mezid yirchayev malchus, b'shogeg yirchayev a karban, as opposed to achalti v'lo achalti, not where the malchus din isn't going to apply. The malchus din will still apply. You'll still get the malchus, but the karban din won't apply. Mi karban, zui dal shigasa karban olav yored, avol achalti v'lo achalti lo. It's only in this kind of shvua where you say shvua shelo achalna. That's where it's going to be karban olav yored if you do b'shogeg. But achalti v'lo achalti, if you do b'shogeg, there's not going to be a karban olav yored. Rabbi Shmuel, he domarinu chayv el asalavo avol milkalaki. Then that's going like Rabbi Shmuel says that a karban you're only going to be chayv about the future, but malchus you can get even about the past. So Ema Seifa, the Frekta Gemara, if you read weiter, it says, Zui Shvua Shav, Shechayav Nals Donem Makos Val Shri Gasa Pater. It says, what's a Shvua Shav? And it gives an example of someone who's Nishpa L'shanos as Yadu Ala Adam. You say about an Amud Shalev, and you say about a pillar of stone, that it's made out of gold. And then to conclude that case, the Mishnah says, that's an example of Shvua Shav, that you get a Malkus if you do it B'mezid, and your Pater if you do it B'shogig. For Shvua Shav, there's no carbon all over it. Zuli mute mai, my love lumute achalti v'lo achalti d'lalaki. Isn't that coming to tell me? But if you said that you ate and you didn't eat, or that you didn't eat and you did eat, that you're not going to get malchus when you do a b'mezid? Lo, says Gemara, no, that's not what it's coming to tell me. Zui dal shigasa pater mikarban, avol achalti v'lo achalti al shigasa chayiv karban. No, it's coming to tell me that it's only in a regular shvua shav that you can be pater from a karban if you do a b'shogeg. But achalti v'lo achalti, past tense shvua sheker, you will be chayiv a karban if you do a b'shogeg. Rabbi Akiva, he demachayev l'shaver kelaba, and we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva and Daf Chafei, who says that you are chayev a karban even on past tense shvuas shekers, on lying about what you've done in the past. Now there's an obvious problem. We had a resha that excluded achalti v'lo achalti and said that achalti v'lo achalti you would not bring a karban if you did a b'shogeg. The seifa excluded achalti v'lo achalti to tell me that in the case of achalti v'lo achalti you will bring a karban if you do a b'shogeg. The Reisha assumed, like Rabbi Yishmael, that you do not bring a karban on sheker in the past tense. And the Seifa assumed, like Rabbi Akiva, that you do bring a karban on sheker in the past tense. Ha'amet Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, the Seifa Rabbi Akiva. Could that be? That the Reisha is going like Rabbi Yishmael and the Seifa is going like Rabbi Akiva? It's the same Mishnah and it's going and it's contradicting itself. Mineu bei. You switch off from Rabbi Yishmael to Rabbi Akiva midstream. So says Mar Kula Rabbi Akiva. Now you have to say the whole thing's going like Rabbi Akiva. If the whole thing's going like Rabbi Akiva, what's the Reisha coming to exclude with the phrase Zuhi? When the Reisha says Zuhi, that it's Dafka, this kind of Shvua, that you're Chayiv al Shigasa Karbonol V'yared, and when you do B'mezid, you're Chayiv Malkus, it can't be coming to exclude a Sheker of Achalti V'lo Achalti, because we know that you are Chayiv a Karbonol V'yared, according to Rabbi Akiva, when you do that B'shogeg. So V'Reisha Lav L'mutei Achalti V'lo Achalti Mikarban. It's not coming to tell me achalti v'lo achalti that you don't bring a karban. El mutei ochel v'lo achal mi malkus. It's coming to say that if you take a shvur to eat and then you don't eat, that you're not going to get malkus. Why aren't you going to get malkus? Well, that we already explained. Because if you take a karban to eat and then you don't eat, either it's hasra safek, or it's lav shein b'mai. So whatever it is, you're not going to get malkus. Was it hasra safek or was it lav shein b'mai? Lav Shein B'Maisa. For one of those reasons, you're not going to get Malkus on it. So that's what we're excluding it from Malkus. Al Karban Michayv, but you're still going to be Chayv a Karban. Umayshna, how do we know to exclude Ochel V'lo Ochel and not to exclude Ochalti V'lo Ochalti? Meaning, how do I know that it's coming to exclude a case of a Shvur Sheker for the future rather than a Shvur Sheker from the past? So Mistavra Kai Bilaba Mimait Laba Kai Bilaba Mail the Shaavar. Because since the Reisha is talking about a future case, the Reisha is talking about Shvur Shlo Ochal Kikarzu, Shvur Shlo Ochalna, Shvur Shlo Ochalna. That's about what I'm going to do in the future. So what we come to exclude with that case when we say Zuhi, this is an example of this type of Shvur where you chayv b'meiz and Malkus and Meshogi Karbonol V'yored, as opposed to a similar type of Shvur where you won't be. What's the similar type of Shvur? Similar type of Shvur must also be about a future type of Shvur, not a past tense type of Shvur. Okay, that was the hardest part of the daf. Shvur shlo ochel va'ochel kol shu chayv. The Mishnah said that if a person, according to Rabbi Akiva, if a person takes a Shvur not to eat, and he eats even a kol shu, even less than a kazayis, according to Rabbi Akiva, he's going to be chayv. So the Tanakama, the Chacham, said to Rabbi Akiva, well, where do you ever have that in Kala Torukula? That if a person eats a kol shu, less than a kazayis, that he's going to be chayv, that you chayv any sort of onesh. We never give an onesh unless than a kazayis. There are a couple of tosin over here that really belong on the Mishnah, right? And Rabbi Akiva responds back, and Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? Shvua breaks all the rules anyway, because we find by Shvua that even with Medaber alone you're chayiv. You don't find that anywhere else in the Torah either, that with Medaber you're chayiv a karban. So Tosas over here says, Heichan Matzinu Ba'ochel Kol Shuhu. Tosas says, what do you mean? I could find a case where you eat a Kol Shuhu and you're chayiv. What if you take a Shvua that you won't even eat a Kol Shuhu of a certain food? So then it's not tully in the definition of achil and kalat arukula. If your shvua is not to eat even a kol shu, so of course you can be chayiv, even for eating a kol shu. So it says, v'yafal gav to be mefaresh kol shu chayiv. Everyone admits that if you're mefarish explicitly, that if you're that your shvua is on a kol shu, that you're going to be chayiv. K'damru gemara stam de milsa daito astam achil shabatorah. But still, the rabbanan say that if you say that you're not going to eat or that you're going to eat, then probably what you mean by eating is what the Torah generally refers to as eating. You probably don't mean anything more than that. So yibayiluhu. Right, when Rabbi Akiva says that over here, even a kol shu, even if you eat a kol shu, you're chayiv. Rabbi Akiva called Torah kulak Rabbi Shimon's related mechayiv b'ma. Is Rabbi Akiva saying a revolutionary idea that he holds like Rabbi Shimon and Kol HaTorah Kula, that if you eat a Nevela Kol Shu, a Treifa Kol Shu, all the Yisur Echil in the Torah are really only a Kol Shu, that you don't need a Kazayas? The time Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Shu, the Malkus of Lomer Kazayas Elin Karban, that whenever the Torah tells you an Isser, to get Malkus, you only need to eat a Kol Shu. Why is there a din of a Halach L'Moshe Misina that Dafka Kazayas? That's in regards to a Karban. But for Malkus, could you even need a Kol Shu? Is that what Rabbi Akiva is saying? Alma. And really, Rabbi Akiva could have argued on the Rabbanon anywhere in all of Shas. Why does he choose Shavua as the example to argue on the Rabbanon? The reason that the Mishnah records the Machlokas Dafka in relation to Shavua is to tell you just how strong the Rabbanon are in their Shita. That even by Shavua they hold the Kol Shu is not enough. The Apple Gavdika Lamemar Holom Mefarish Chayev Stam Nami Chayev. I might have thought that Shavua is different, because everyone agrees that if you say explicitly in your Shavua Kol Shu that you're going to be Chayiv, so maybe the Rabban will be Moda that a Shavua, even if you don't say it explicitly, you could be Chayiv on a Kol Shu. Kamash will know that the Rabban are still going to maintain your Pater. So is that what's going on? That this is really a Shas Machlokas? That Rabbi Kiva holds in Kol HaTorah Kula for a Kol Shu who you're not Chayiv a Karban, but you are Chayiv Malkus? Or maybe no, Rabbi Akiva generally holds like the Rabbanon. Kol Shu is not going to be enough to be Mechayiv Yumalkus in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's Dafka by Shvua that Rabbi Akiva holds his Shita. Why Dafka by Shvua? Because by Shvua we know if you're Mefarish that the Shvua is only on Kol Shu, you're going to be Chayiv. So Mela, Stam could also be Chayiv. Tashema, so says Umar, come in and we'll bring a raya. The Amr of the Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichem Atzin Ba'ochel Kol Shu Chayiv Shezeh Chayiv. The Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, where do you find in Kol HaTorah Kula that someone who eats a Kol Shu is going to be Chayiv, that all of a sudden, in this case, you're going to be Chayiv by Shvua? Vim Isa, but if Rabbi Akiva holds that, what do you mean, where do you find? Literally, in Kol HaTorah Kula, that's the din, that when you eat a Kol Shu, you're always Chayiv. If Rabbi Akiva really holds like Rabbi Shimon, that you're always Chayiv in Kol Shu, Lemelhu Anab, Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Shimon severely. Let him say, yeah, I hold like Rabbi Shimon in Kol HaTorah Kula. So it says Gemara, no, that's not a raya. L'divrei d'rabbanan kamar l'hu. He was responding to them on their own level. He says, L'didi, Rabbi Akiva says, according to me, b'kal tarukula, Rabbi Shimon severely. I might hold like Rabbi Shimon and kal tarukula, then in kal tarukula yichayv malchus, even if you eat a kolshu. L'didchu odulimiyah hol mefarish chayv stam nam yichayv. But even you guys who don't think that's true, at least be molded to me by shvua, because by shvua you know that you could be chayv on a kolshu if you're mefarish. V'amalei rabbanan lo. And the rabbanan say, no, we're not going to be moded to you. Now it's important to realize the idea that we have that chatzi shir asur min haTorah fits even according to the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan say you're not going to be chayv on malchus of a kol shu and kol haTorah kula will agree that it is asur midaraisa. Chatzi shir asur min haTorah means that the only reason we have shirim are for malchus, are for onshin. But even a chatzi shir is going to be asur min haTorah. Tashma another raya. Rabbi Kiva Omer nazir sharu pito b'yayin v'yesh makadev l'sarif kezayis chayv. A nazir who soaks his bread in wine, and altogether it's a kezayis, so he's going to be chayv for eating that bread, that wine soaked bread. But if in general Rabbi Kiva also Rabbi Shimon that you're even chayv on a kol shu, what do you need to be mitzarif to a kezayis? Anyway, you should be chayv because it's a kol shu. And furthermore, we have Mishnah. Shvur shlo ochel va'achal nevelus of trefer shkatzer masim chayv. A guy takes a shvur that he won't eat, and then he eats nevelus trefer shkatzer masim. He's going to be chayv. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says poter. Va'avinan ba amai chayv mushpavom mar sinai hu. Why does Tanakama say you're chayv? After all, you're mushpav yomed. It's already something that you're chayv in from our Sinai. Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Dami Travayu. Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan both say, so on the side in the margin, Masoras Shas, he says, no, it doesn't mean both, because three people doesn't make sense to say both. You have to take out the word Travayu and say Kulu or something, or maybe take out one of the names over here. But they all say, Bekolel, Dvarim Amutarim and Dvarim Asurin. That what's the case? The case is you didn't just stam take a shvua on eating shkatzim or nevelos or anything like that. You took a shvua on all foods, including shkatzim and nevelos. And the shvua is going to be chal on that which is already aser, since it's being chal on that which is not already aser. V'reish lakish amar, this is the key. Yatamotzi eli ibim mefarish chatzi shir valibid rabbanon, ibistam valibid rabbi kiva, damar adam osar atzma b'kol shu. He says, no, maybe we're talking about a case, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Shvua is going to be chal even on a kol shu. The surim in the Torah of Nevela, Shkatzim, Ramasim, all that stuff is only on a kezayis. But Shvua is even on a kol shu. So what do you see? That Rabbi Akiva holds, in kol haTorah kula, the Isser is b'kezayis. Dafka over here, it's b'kol shu. Kol shu nami mushvavyom mar sinayu. But if you want to say that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Shimon in kol haTorah kula, that kol haTorah kula is b'kol shu, well then, in kol haTorah kula, he's also mushvavyom mar sinayu, even on a kol shu. So elav shmamina bi'almakra banan svirulei shmamina. So you see that Rabbi Akiva holds kol haTorah kula, the shir is kezayis. Dafka over here by Shavua, this year is going to be a kol shu. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from the two dots later. We're going to have to get ahead today in the Daf Yomi somehow.